Okay, I can't wear that. Can't wear this. Can't wear that. Or that. Or this. For goodness sake. Yeah, I know, but I'm just trying to find something to wear. It's really difficult. Well, no, I can't wear that. No, it comes up too high on the stomach. It's uncomfortable. Yeah, that makes me look fat. And those are really horrible colours. They don't go over my shoes. Ugh. I don't think I can do this. I know, baby. I know. I'm sorry. And you booked the tickets and we've got dinner, but I just feel so horrible right now. And this is really stressful. Just trying something to wear, trying to find something to wear over this huge belly and ridiculously huge breasts. I can't. I'm sorry. Yes, babe. No, you're right. It's not the dinner that's bothering me. Look. Okay, before I was pregnant, it was so easy just to come to the wardrobe, you know, pick out some clothes, throw them on, and go out and have a nice time with you, you know? I wouldn't be worried about how I looked or how I felt. Yeah, but, well, now, none of my clothes fit. I can't fit them over my stomach. All of my tops are tight. I can't wear any of my trousers because the waists aren't elasticated. And if I put any pressure on my stomach right now, it really, really hurts. And I can't wear any of my heels because my feet hurt, which means I'm trapped wearing these horrible, horrible flats. And that changes what I can wear as well. And I'm sorry. I know you just wanted to do something nice, but can we just stay home? Please. Thanks, baby. Yeah, okay, I'll sit down. You're so sweet. Babe, that's a really serious face. I'm listening. What's the matter? Yeah. Well, of course we both knew. I mean, pregnancy isn't a small thing, you know. It kind of changes your entire body, and it, huh? I don't feel beautiful. No, I feel fat and bloated and lumpy and no, babe, no. Oh God, okay, I'm coming. You don't have to pull me. Oh God. Yes, I see the mirror. Are you really doing this? Okay. I'm looking. What do I see? I told you, I see a tired, baggy-eyed, wrinkled, dry-skinned whale of a woman who... Fine. You tell me what you see. Are we even looking in the same mirror? Really? You see all of that? No, it's not that I don't believe you, baby. It's just I. We haven't. You know. We haven't touched each other in so long. I just. What? No! No, I thought you didn't want to. Well, yeah, look at me. I thought. Oh. And you thought I didn't want to. My God. What a pair are we. I just. No, baby. I. If anything is still the same, you know, from before I was pregnant, it's my sex drive. I think about sex all the time. I think about how wonderful you are, how perfect, how much I love it when you touch me, but I almost don't want you to touch me because I don't want you to feel my body this way. Well, this isn't the body you fell in love with, is it? All these bumps and lumps and stretch marks and... Oh. I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening. What is this, some kind of church exercise? Okay, fine. Repeat after you, yeah? And you want me to look in the mirror? Oh my God. Yes, okay. Just, okay, fine. Okay, yes, repeat after you. My body is a temple. I'm sorry, I feel really silly. My body is a temple. My body is amazing. My body is bringing new life into this world and I should love and respect it for this miracle. Well, yeah, but you didn't say you were going to touch me at the same time. Oh. Huh? Well, I did say they're bigger. Oh, yeah, and yeah, the nipples are. More sensitive than usual. Oh, no, don't stop. Keep going. My body is changing to give life to our child. A miracle that will allow me to keep our baby safe and warm and protected. Oh, God. And then allow me to feed our baby. Oh, God. Everything is sensitive right now. Everything is sensitive, baby. Oh. Please keep touching me. Please don't stop. Oh, yes. Yes, I can see you. I can see your eyes in the mirror. What do I see now? I see my husband. I see your fingers squeezing my breasts, touching my stomach, and moving down to my... Oh, baby. Oh, God, please. Oh, God, it feels so good on my clit. Oh, baby. Oh, kiss me. Please kiss me, kiss me. Huh? You wanna what? Remind me that I'm still the woman you fell in love with. Okay. What do you want me to do? Where shall I sit down? Okay. Yeah, on the edge of the bed. And open my legs. Yes, darling. Oh. Yes. I know. This swollen belly is a symbol of our love for one another. The baby we're making together. The baby we'll take care of together. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. Thank you. Thank you, darling. Oh, God. Oh, it's been so long since you touched me like this. Oh, please. No. I'm okay. Put a finger in inside me. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh, baby, please. Please use another finger. Use another finger. Use two. Use three. Three. Yes. Hey, you're the one who's been telling me how amazing my body is. I'm fairly certain I can stretch to take three of your fingers. If I'm going to push a baby out through there in a couple of months, your fingers aren't going to be an issue. Oh, baby, yes, please, yes. Oh, God, yeah. I'll swirl your tongue around it. Swirl your tongue around my clit while you shove your fingers inside. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, please, baby. Yes. Oh my God, it's so good. It feels so good. I'm gonna come. Baby, I am. I'm gonna come. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. I'm just really happy. I guess I forgot what this baby really means for us. I know we're a family already, but this just means that we're growing our family. And that's beautiful. It's all I've ever wanted, and I've wanted it with you, and I'm sorry I've been so distant and so grumpy and so negative and thank you, baby. Thank you. Oh, but what about a reservation and the table and really? You'd do that for me? Yeah, I can't think of anything better than just cuddling you right now and just lying in your arms. Thank you. I love you too, baby. I love you so much. And I'm so looking forward to building this family with you.